Good morning. It's nice to see you this 14th Sunday after Pentecost, this last Sunday of August, this last Sunday for several months that I will be with you, and this first Sunday in several years that we welcome back Dorcas Wang, who is the missionary that we sponsor in China. Pastor Wang will give the sermon today. A few things before we begin. First, as a gift, as always, to yourself and neighbor, we invite you at this time, please, to silence your phones. Next, if you wish to receive communion from the pew, be sure to pick up a communable, which you can find on your way in. Otherwise, if you wish to receive communion, you are welcome to join us at the railing. If you wish to receive a blessing at the railing, you'll be invited simply to fold your arms. Our gathering hymn is one of my favorites, God of the Sparrow, number 740. Please rise as you are able. Service begins on page 2 of your worship bulletin with the apostolic greeting. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Holy God, your word feeds your people with new and abundant life. Direct our choices and lead us to your truth, that renouncing what is false and evil, we may live in you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
The Old Testament reading is taken from the book of Joshua, chapter 24, beginning with the first verse. A reading from Joshua. In the Near East, covenant means agreement or alliance. It describes relationships and is the primary word used to characterize the relationship between God in Israel. By delivering Israel, God has already begun the relationship. Joshua calls upon the people to respond. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel in Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are now living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord, our God, who brought us and our ancestors from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. He protected us along the way that we went, and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. Like a general giving a rousing speech to troops before battle, this letter closes by calling on Christians to be equipped for spiritual warfare against evil. The full armor of God includes truth, righteousness, peace, faith, the gift of salvation, and the word of God inspired by the Spirit. A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. "Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against the enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly as I must speak. Word of God, word of God, life.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the gospel.
Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you wish also to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. At this time, I'd like to invite forward our guest preacher.
Thank you.
Let us now confess the words of our faith in the Apostles' Creed found on page 5 of your worship bulletin. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of the Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary,
suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. For the prayers of the church, we invite you to be seated or to kneel.
Calling on the Spirit of wisdom to guide our hearts and our minds, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Holy God, you have the words of eternal and abundant life. Lead the church to put its trust in Jesus, the living word. Direct preachers, teachers, writers, and all the baptized in faithful speech and bold witness. Lord, in your mercy. Creator God, we and all creation are sustained by your grace and spirit. We pray for all who remind us of our interconnectedness with all living things. Inspire the work of conservation organizations, ELCA advocacy, and all who act as stewards of our creation. Lord, in your mercy. God of wisdom, as our nation navigates another election cycle, guide our leaders to act justly for the sake of the nation and the world. Bring about fruitful conversation among your people and bring about peace where there is conflict. Lord, in your mercy. God of restoration, bring healing and wholeness to all who cry to you. Where pain is sharp, bring a sense of comfort and relief. Where grief runs deep, bring your mercy, for you have compassion on all that you have made. Care for those on our hearts, Lord, in your mercy. God of new life, protect students and teachers for a new school year. Bring an end to school shootings in cycles of violence. Move us to do all that is necessary to ensure a safe future for our children. Lord, in your mercy. For whom or what else do the people of God pray? Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Holy God, we pray for all those gathered here today, as well as those homebound. We ask that you be present to us, and that through us you help us continue to support the gospel-centered work of Dorcas. We also ask that you be with newcomers and longtime members, everyone in between, as we navigate our way forward in these next few months. Be with Pastor John, be with Lynn, be with Kyle and Barb, and all of us who do the work of Christ in the world. We pray especially for the family of Bruce, Carol Ann's brother-in-law, upon his death, for the family of Valerie upon the death of her mother, for the family of Nancy, former parish administrator, upon her death. We pray for Barb's mother, Inga, for the family of Pat Sobeck, for Candy's brother, Tim, for Leah, for Angie and her daughter, Jessica, for James, Sarah, Jackie, in memory of her father, Dylan, in memory of his mother. We pray for Kurt, Lisa, and Malachi, for Eunice, for Bill Kavanaugh, for John, in memory of his mother, for Samuel and Zion and their mother. We pray for Lisa's husband, Scott, for Heidi, Dennis, for the family of Pat, for Awatosh, Mulageta, for the family of Dan, for Jeannie, Finley, Kathleen, Donna, Jean, Jan, Richard, Barb, Hildy. And we offer up a prayer of thanks for the return of Joel Matter, having spent time in Europe as part of a choir. We ask that you continue to bless him and that you bless our ministry through the gifts he brings to it. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer. God of every generation, we remember with thanksgiving all who have completed their baptismal journeys, especially Pat Sobeck. Strengthen us in our baptismal callings to serve you faithfully until our journeys end. Lord, in your mercy. We lift these prayers to you, gracious God. Receive them into your holy keeping.
Amen. Please rise as you are able. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share a sign of that peace with one another. Please rise as you are able for the great Thanksgiving.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection, open to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Knowing we are loved, let us pray the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. In the Lutheran tradition, we teach that though God fills all things, whether vertical, horizontal, or internal, God comes to us in a special way where God has been promised, namely in the sacrament of Holy Communion. Through this bread and in this wine, we receive the forgiveness of sins and God's pledge to embrace us in spite of our brokenness. For those of you who are receiving from the pew, I invite you at this time, please, to take out your communable and follow my lead. Come and taste the joy of God. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. You may be seated. Please rise as you are able for our post-communion prayer. Jesus, bread of life, we have received from your table more than we could ever ask. Having fed us in this meal, strengthen us to love others as you first loved us, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
At this time, I'd like you to join me and all of us wish Godspeed to Pastor Dan, this being his last Sunday before his sabbatical to Princeton. Eternal God, we thank you for Pastor Dan and our life together in this congregation and community. As he has been a blessing to us, so now send him forth to Princeton to be a blessing to others and return him to us safely in December. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated now for announcements. Actually, before we get to announcements, I believe there's a space in here for my last word, which I maybe know something I don't, but I hope Barb put that last in quotation marks. I was delighted to hear that I would be welcomed back during the Godspeed. I have prepared a 20-minute sermon for you to complement the sermon we heard from Dorcas this morning, but in all seriousness, I do want to say thank you, Dorcas, so much for the ministry we do. And thank you to all of you who have and who continue to have support for Dorcas. As she said in her message, our gifts make her ministry possible. So thank you so much for being with us today, Dorcas. It is an honor to be a co-worker with you in Christ. I'd like to share briefly three things with regard to my last word. First, while I'm away, I invite you to continue to be mission-focused. You have some big decisions ahead of you as a congregation, including the prospect of a welcome garden, and I ask you to make those decisions in light of our mission statement, which is that we are called to proclaim the love of God in Christ for every person. As things come before you, ask yourself, does this contribute to our mission statement? And if so, I invite your support, whatever direction we proceed. Number two, be in touch. Next Sunday, there will be an address. If you wish to send me mail, I would happily receive it. You may also text me with brief messages. And of course, you can email me, although I won't be checking my pastor's email regularly. Having said that, and I realized this as I was away for a couple days this week, I missed you and I will miss you. What keeps me coming back to Queen Anne is not this beautiful neighborhood, although it is beautiful. It's not the great stores and coffee shops. It's you as a congregation. So I would be remiss to forget to say, please be in touch. I welcome your words. And finally, one of the last things my mom said to my family before she died was be kind to one another. And so I say the same to you. Be kind to one another, and more specifically, be Christ to one another. Your witness is needed by this world. So please continue to welcome those who are new, to welcome those who have been away, all in the name of Jesus Christ. So be mission-focused, be in touch. And please, be Christ to one another. Finally, as our second reading indicated, I ask for your prayers as I pray for you, that God be with us both in these various pathways and bless us richly. Thank you, and please be sure to bid me farewell after the service or this coming week if you wish. At this time, I'd like to invite forward Cantor Kyle, who has a brief announcement.
Hello. Thank you, everyone who helped and attended for Jazz in the Grass, which we had on the grass, not in the grass, that we had two times this past month, as well as Hold Evening Prayer, which we will have again this Wednesday. So please come at 7 o'clock this Wednesday. Susan Evans did a ton. Magdalena has helped out. There you are. Thank you to Jennifer and to, I don't think Sarah's here today, but they helped serve ice cream last week. Pastor Dan brought his famous ice cream the first time. So thank you for making those events successful. We had about 30 attendees each time, maybe a little more than that, which was great. In 2 weeks, we will be back in our fall schedule and we will have a pop-up choir. It will be Welcome Sunday as well as God's Work Our Hands Sunday. Jim Margard will be here to teach us a spiritual that I believe also has some connections in the civil rights movement, if I'm not mistaken. And we'll learn some fun music, and if we have time, we'll learn even more music. Hope to see many of you there. We'll just gather in the back at 9:15, 2 weeks. That's 2 weeks from today on September 8th. Pastor Dan, travel well, and thank you for all you do for us and for me. And we'll miss you. Look forward to having you back in December.
Thank you. What a friend we have in Jesus, and what a colleague I have in Cantor Kyle. If you have a moment, please take a look at what he wrote about today's music. It's really heartwarming to see these words with respect to me, and let us break bread together is one of my favorites. So thank you, Cantor Kyle. Thank you also to Connie this morning, who is serving or hosting the coffee hour. I wanted to say our flowers are provided by Lisa Ondercheck and her husband Daryl, and to the glory of God and in celebration of their daughter Camille's wedding last Tuesday. Our final summer worship is next Sunday, September 1st, with one service at 10 a.m. September 8th marks our return to two services, so be sure to make a note of that, one at 8 a.m. and one at 10:30 a.m. September Sunday 8th will also be our Welcome Sunday, which, among other things, should feature our New Year's Adult Forum calendar. Special thank you to Carol Ann for all her service in this regard, and a thank you to Magdalena for stepping up to continue this expression of our ministry. Finally, at the risk of sounding slightly self-aggrandizing, which is the last of my intentions, the least I should say, and the last, there is a book in the library that I've put up. It's called Pastor Tillich, Justification, The Justification of the Doubter. I wrote a review of it that appeared in the Scottish Journal of Theology, and I made copies of that review, so you don't even have to read the book. But there is a two-page review that I would love for you to read. This little book, or actually rather large book, it was written by a German, after all, was really faith-changing for me. It helped me to understand how justification by grace applies not only to the moral life of the Christian, but also to the intellectual life. So if you feel so inclined, I invite you please to pick up a copy of the review, and if you are daring, even read the book. Are there any other announcements for the good of the congregation? Then please rise as you are able for the blessing. And now may God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God look upon you with favor and grant you peace. Amen. Our sending hymn, Rise, O Church, Like Christ Arisen, is number 548 in the Red Hymnal.